Does anyone have anything they would like to share? Does anyone have anything they would not like to share, but are somehow made willing to share nonetheless? Either like to, not like to. Ah. And add to, right? Come on, Ruthanna.
When we were reading the liturgy this morning, it struck me that there are multiple times where it describes God as our shield, and today that really spoke to me in the sense that I needed like a little bit more protection than usual, and that I knew that God is faithful and merciful and is a shield around me, kind of like Captain America. That visual is working for me right now, but even more so, like even much better than Captain America. So, yeah. Just wanted to.
I just want to give my thanks to God for the birth of Sophia, that it all went well, and God was so merciful in all the details. And this word is on my heart from Isaiah 55, 9 through 13. And Deb referenced it this morning. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off.
I felt to give a word of encouragement from the Lord about walking with him when it's not easy, and the ability to have joy in the midst of struggle. And, sometimes the Lord speaks to us directly through scripture verses. For me, it's usually worship songs, which are rooted in scripture verses. And there's a song out there by Elevation Worship, Yes, I Will, Praise Your Name. In the lowest valleys, Yes, I Will, Glorify Your Name. And it really has just been speaking to me, and the Lord has been speaking to me, not particularly because I'm in a lowest of valleys, but I think I'm not in a lowest of valleys because the Lord has been speaking to me about this is a marathon. You know, Paul said to run the race so as to win the prize. This isn't a sprint we're going through in life. It's a marathon. And there are going to be stretches where things hurt and where we're slowed down. And then there are going to be stretches where we have energy. And I was praying the other day, and I had a picture of that marathon. It was actually after talking to Patty Juster about some of her health issues and updating her on mine. And he just gave me that picture that as we get older and older, for those of you who don't know yet, things start to fall apart and not work in this fallen creation. And yet, there's an excitement as we get older and older about the reality of the possibility of being at home with the Lord. And kind of that tension of a marathon runner not wanting to sprint too hard too soon, you know, but to conserve the energy and to pay attention. And I really just felt the Lord's just saying, pay attention to the season that you're in. You know, pay attention to the season that you're in and keep your eyes on the goal. And he'll let you know when to kind of take a period of rest a little bit and when to push forward. And I just saw myself, and I was a lot older than this, so don't worry. I saw myself at the end just sprinting my way out. Like right now, I haven't had a lot of energy, but I saw myself older and really full of verve, just sprinting my way to glory. So be encouraged. It's a marathon, and we're going to make it to the end, because he who began this good work in you of getting you off that starting block is going to be faithful to complete it.
Yeah, just want to say, like, I'm super grateful for being here. I'm still saying that because like, I remember when I came to Bar, you know, like, I was, trying to find a place, you know, where I could, like, worship, be in a community of faith. So I'm really, really grateful I'm here. And so it's been really, really great. And I just want to read a passage from scriptures, from Jeremiah 29, verse 11 until 14. So it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile."
I just wanted to point out, I don't know if you remember Mrs. K, but when we were on the camping trip, okay, when we were on the Sukkot camping trip and we were praying over Jonina, right after that we started singing that psalm, that song for Yeshua, go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and hills will break forth before you. So I just thought that was really cool that you read that today. And one other thing that God has been challenging me in lately is to stop, like, trying so hard. not as in, you know, give up or anything like that, but my version of trying sometimes is really just striving and trying to put in so much effort that God should probably justify me, but that's, yeah, he already did, and he has a lot of mercy for me, and he just told me at one point to just, okay, Miriam, like, let me be me and you be you, and when I've done that, he's been able to show himself even more to me and carry me through things, and I just want to say that.
I wanted to read a psalm. I had a psalm in mind that I couldn't. I don't know where it is, but I take photos of scriptures that sometimes that really affect me in a good way, and one of them from my week that's given me strength and is really true now, true for my situation now. Not my situation, because I don't have a situation. My life, for my life now, is from Psalm 62. And in verse 5 it says, "For God alone my soul waits in silence, for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress, I shall not be shaken. On God rest my deliverance and my honor. My mighty rock, my refuge is God." And when I was reading this, I had also read in combination with it a psalm that where it mentions that it says, "Lead me to the rock that is higher than I." And I'd never understood that, and I had heard it in a song, and I was, for a long time, I'd been thinking about that. What does that mean, lead me to a rock that is higher than I? And because I was thinking physically, you know, the rock is higher than me, and I that was a little puzzling. And then I thought, well, the rock Yeshua is, you know, just as he is higher than I, just as his ways are higher than my ways, and his thoughts are higher than my thoughts, and I kind of think I have an image of, you know, climbing to the rock that is higher, past all the things that are going, all the turmoil, all the whatever is troubling. And so those are the images I have in my head, and I think God is just showing me that he's my strength is a word we use all the time, but he's my strength. But what I'm trying to say is he's my confidence, the thing that keeps me together. So I've been going through a lot lately, and I can still say he's my confidence.